It was a dare. I entered the Ipswich Half, the original Ipswich Half Marathon in 2010 as a dare, because the lady who I buy coffee off decided my husband was doing way too much exercise and I wasn't, so she dared me to run something. So I chose the Ipswich Half Marathon, which was really good because it kick-started the whole running career. So 6 years later, four marathons and an ultra marathon, and about to do my 20th half. So,
and an ultra marathon was the one that you did London to Brighton.
It was, yes.
So that's, in effect, it's a marathon with a marathon on top.
And then a bit more.
And a bit more.
Yes, 63 miles.
Okay, and you don't set a time. Do you set a time for something like that?
I set myself a time because I wanted to finish on the same day. I didn't want to go over to the next day, and I made it by 8 minutes.
What state do you, I mean, physically, what state do you have to be in to be ready to do something like London to Brighton, though?
You need to do a fair amount of long runs. I never ran more than half that distance before the day. I'm doing another one in 9 days, and I'm probably less fit now than I was then. But it's the people. The people get you through. Just with the half marathon, exactly the same thing. The people and the support on the Ipswich half course is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
And we're going to mention your husband, who's in the car outside, because did he not say that if we'll get divorced if you do a marathon? And here you are, you're still married, he's outside, and you've done a fair few since.
Yes.
He saw the error of his ways.
He clearly did see the error of his ways. until this year, I hadn't run a marathon. And now I've done four, my last one being this Saturday just gone.
So when you did that first one, when you go back those years in the Ipswich Half Marathon, because the course has changed radically. I mean, when I used to stand around at Northgate on Sunday mornings back in the day, you would have been going sort of Westerfield Way, and it's as you said, it was really out in the sticks.
Yes, you literally went out in the sticks and you wouldn't see any supporters for half an hour at a time, in some cases. When you got out the back of Witton, all the way to Tuddenham and Westfield Way, you wouldn't see anyone until you were coming back down Humberdoosey Lane towards the finish. Now, there isn't a single piece of the course where you don't see people.
So psychologically, that's a negative then, is it?
For the old course, yes. The course that they have now is brilliant. The sort of two and a bit laps as it is, you see the same people, they cheer you on. The numbers generally have your name on as well, but I'd recommend getting your name on your T-shirt. It really helps.
Because didn't you say, tell us the story that someone you were running with said, how does everyone know your name?
Yeah, so last year there was two guys who were running just behind me, there's a big group. I'm part of a Facebook running group called Run For Your Life. There were a lot of them on the course as well. Every corner you went round, someone would cheer, come on, Claire, come on, Claire. Not everyone I knew. And they were just like, how do all these people know you? Are you famous? And I'm like, no, I've just got a massive name on my front.
And
they hadn't noticed. Well, they were just behind me. They then subsequently overtook me.
Okay.
Because I'm not the quickest, I have to say. And that's not a bad thing. You're just getting round is the key to these things.
So with your experience then, how, for those that are listening who think, because there's still time, you know, we don't have to try and emulate what you've achieved with marathon running. You know, there is still time and there is still the welcoming hand there to get involved with Ipswich Half Marathon, the Larkin Gowan Ipswich Half Marathon. What would you say to people who are considering it, but they shouldn't be perturbed by your experience, because not everyone taking part has your level of experience?
No, I mean, the one really good thing, as we've said, is the support on this course. And if you can get round half the distance on your own, you'll get round the whole distance with all that support. It was something I was told when I first started running. I went from running absolutely nothing, not a step, to running the Ipswich Half Marathon in 2010, in 15 weeks. So if you've got, and I had no level of fitness then.
Oh, really?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So I did a few classes with the council, that was about it, but I didn't run at all. And that was 15 weeks. So if you've got a good level of fitness and you can get round, say that you did the Twilight run the other night, you'd be able to get round the Ipswich Half.
And just you should go at your own pace.
You should definitely go at your own pace. There'll be someone at the back who will, if you need to walk, even if you are right at the back, there's nothing to be ashamed about with that. Someone will walk with you, and the supporters will stay. The supporters stay on the course and the marshals stay on the course. You won't be abandoned. That's the one really good thing about this. They will not abandon you.
Let's just try and finally remember how you felt that first time crossing the finishing line. Do you even notice the finishing line?
I did. I dreaded that finishing line, I have to say, because you had to run around the track at the old Northgate course to get to the finish.
So you see it before you can get to it.
You see it before you can get to it. Yeah. However, the new course, you run down, you run through the trees, it's absolutely lovely.
At Christchurch Park,
and you finish going downhill, and it's great, absolutely brilliant, into there. the finish line, and there was cider at the end.